end of the year. So thank you, everybody, for attending my end of the year synopsis of how the Browns played this year. I would tell you it was invaluable for us this year in setting a foundation that we think that's going to put our team in the direction that we want to be able to achieve sustainable success. I guess the simple term for me, I would say, is the word it was necessary. You know, we went through this year, the things that we embodied and the things that we kind of accomplished this year brought us back to seeing the good and the bad. There's positive and negatives. I would tell you that there's two sides to this season. We started in a direction where there were some positives early and then there were some negatives late. I think those are obvious. And I think in that instance, we've learned a lot about ourselves. We learned a lot about our culture. We learned a lot about that foundation that we're trying to lay. And it's not perfect right now. And it's going to require us sanding some edges and making some adjustments. And we recognize that. I would also say that it's we're obviously not happy with how things finished up at the end of the season. Our goals are to sustain winning over a long period of time here, and we fell short of that goal this year. I'd also like to say that, you know, from my point, I think it'd be a discredit to the players, the staff, the coaches, everyone that was involved in this thing, not to really requisitely look at the positives that were accomplished this year. You know, bringing meaningful football to Cleveland in the month of December is, I think, something we should hang our hats on and be positive about, as well as the ability to start to establish a culture of creating accountability. The next man up philosophy, I think, that Pet talked about during the course of the year was important for us. And moving this foundation and this franchise forward towards our goals at the end of the day is really what we're focused on here. So there's a lot of things that we really want to make sure we get across. I think that from Coach Pettine, Jimmy Haslam, Alex Shiner, myself, all believe that at the end of the day, this is about creating a culture where we consistently win. And at the end of the day, we find a way to bring championships to the city of Cleveland. We got to continue to improve our roster. We got to continue to try to find guys that that win those one-on-one battles. Football is the ultimate team game in my mind, but it's made up of a collection of individuals. And those individuals have to be able to, again, adhere to and prosper in the next man up philosophy. You never know when your name's going to be called. And regardless of the injuries, I know there was a lot made of Alex Mack going down, and I won't minimize that because I think the guy's a really, 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 really good football player. In that instance, though, he's just one piece of a puzzle, and the puzzle's got to work in unison in order for it to be successful. All right, for the first 9 games, absolutely. I mean, he was credible, functional, gave us a chance to win games. We won some games. And again, at the end of the day, football's a team game. And, you know, I think way too often we make a lot out of the fact that this one guy was the impetus behind success. I think when you really break down the game, there's a lot of reasons that teams win and lose ball games. It's not always the quarterback's fault that he won or that he lost. It's not always his fault that he lost or he won. So as I look at it, I think it's pretty simple. A guy's got to be given the chance to compete, and if he competes and he does the things that are necessary to help us win games, then that's generally enough. Again, I'm a believer that this whole notion that you got to have this one guy that's the silver bullet is a myth. I think it's like trying to catch werewolves and vampires. They just don't exist. You know, I'm a big believer in it's a team sport. And when we combine the requisite skill sets necessary to let guys have success, we have that success. And we saw that earlier this year, that we were missing certain key components that everybody thought were high-value targets and assets for us. But we played team football, and as a result of that, we were able to have success. Okay. Excellent. I like Pet. I think he's a really good coach. I think that he's very deliberate with our players. He's very deliberate with his messaging. He's very aware and astute of the things that need to happen and transpire. And he carries that message forward on a daily basis. And I think the guys in the locker room respect him. I think they play their hearts out for him. And I think he was absolutely right in his comments the other day about the respect necessary for those guys that went out on the field on Sunday and tried to get us a victory in Baltimore. And granted, we came up short, but our guys played hard. And I think that's a true testament to who Mike Pettine is. Necessary to continue to move the franchise forward. I think we brought meaningful football. We were playing meaningful football in December in Cleveland for the first time in I don't know when. We had a chance to win our division. We were competing. We played it right down to the last game, and that's what we want to continue to do. Now, we got to find a way to win those games. I think there was one game this year where I felt like we didn't look like we belonged, and that was the second Cincinnati game. We got throttled pretty good. Beyond that, we played in every football game, and our guys stepped up. They played well, and they demonstrated they were a credible NFL football team. And to move that forward next year, we got to find a way to win those close games. I mean, maybe five or six games this year decided for us in the last minute of the game, maybe 2 minutes. So that's a product of trying to, like, now you got to figure out how to win. We're there. We're at the doorstep. The question is, can we continue to advance the football and move it across the line?